跟大家平安。
Peace to be with everyone.
今天是安息圣日，大家继续在圣所里面来聚会敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
So today is a holy Sabbath day. As we're gathered here to worship God, may the Lord bless all of us.
感谢神的恩典我们大家平安过一个星期。今天安息圣日，聚集在这里来聆听神的话语。
So thank God for His grace that He's guided us safely through the past week that we're here to worship in together.
今天早上，小弟要用神摸了口做题目跟大家来查考。
So this morning I'd like to use a topic, the touch of God, as our mutual encouragement.
在圣经里面有一些人物曾经被神亲手摸过的。
There are some characters in the Bible that have been touched by God Himself.
凡是被神摸过的人，他们的生命都改变。
Anyone that's been touched by God, their lives have changed.
神通常不会随便去摸一个人的。
And God will not touch anyone for no reason.
因为旧约时代的神是全能的神，他是看不见的。
So because the God in the Old Testament is an Almighty God, is an invisible God.
那神要摸一个人，一定要向人显现。
So for God to touch a person, He must first manifest Himself to that person.
他要用他的灵感动一个人。
He has to use His Spirit to move the person.
然后神所要摸的人一定有他特殊的目的。
And the person that's touched by God must has His purpose.
那所以这些生命改变的人，他们都接下来要配合神的旨意来完成神的工作。
Then the characters whose lives subsequently were changed will then carry out the purpose of God.
今天早上先跟大家来查考，在圣经里面有一个人，他被神摸了他的口。
So I'd like to study with everyone this morning a character in the Bible that has been touched, his mouth had been touched by God.
神摸了他以后，他本来很害怕的心呢，他变得很刚强。
And after he was touched by God, he was once fearful, then he became very strong.
然后他嘴里面所讲的都是神的信息。
Then everything that came out of his mouth were all messages of God.
即使他面对很多的困难挑战。
Even when he was faced with many challenges and troubles.
甚至很多人都要取他的性命。
And even at one point, many people want to take his life.
对，他还是不怕。
He was fearless.
那这一个人物呢，对我们来说有很重要的信息。
So this person, this character provides a very important message for all of us.
我们大家请翻开耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章从第二节开始。
So Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 2.
耶利米书一章二节说，犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位十三年，神的话临到耶利米。
Verse 2, the word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah.
那耶利米他其实是祭司。
So Jeremiah was a priest.
那约西亚在位十三年，这个年代按我们现在算来呢，应该是在公元前627年左右。
So Josiah reigned for 13 years, and that was about 627 BC.
然后在这个年代开始，神的话就临到耶利米了。
And so the beginning of this time, the word of God came to Jeremiah.
也就是说，神呼召他做先知，传达神的信息。
In other words, God called him to be his priest, prophet, to spread his gospel.
那第三节说，从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是十一年五月间，耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，神的话也常临到耶利米。那这段话，这里讲的时间呢，那个西底家在位的末年，大概就是公元前586年了。
And so in this verse, the reign of Jehoiakim is about 500 BC.
586.
586 BC.
那所以这段时间，从神开始跟他讲话到这个犹大国被灭，这段时间就已经大概40年了。
And so from the time that God spoke to him until the time that Judah was destroyed is about 40 years.
啊、这四十年当中，神的话常常临到耶利米。
So in the span of 40 years, the word of God came to Jeremiah very often.
那这些圣经在记载耶利米他做先知的时候，他大概的一个时间。
And this describes the time frame of the priesthood or the prophet of for Jeremiah.
其实耶利米他做先知，在犹大国被 被毁之后，他还继续当先知的。
As a matter of fact, Jeremiah continued to be a prophet even after Judah was destroyed.
那只是在这个时候，耶利米先知呢，他特别留下这个记录，就是神的话在这段时间常常临到他，因为是有原因的。
But the Bible records that during this time frame, the word of God came to him often. There is a reason for this.
第四节说，耶利米说，神的话临到我说，第五节。
Five.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣；我已派你做列国的先知。这一段圣经呢，神说，神对耶利米说，你还没有被生出来，我已经晓得你了。
And here God told Jeremiah that before you were formed, I knew you.
而且我已经将你分别为圣，要做列国的先知。
And he was already set apart to be the prophet of the nations.
那表示他这个人的生命，神已经安排好他将来要做什么。
And in other words, his life was destined to be different.
那当耶利米他听到神这样说的时候，第六节他就说，主神啊，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
Verse 6, O Sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak, I am only a child.
所以当耶利米他知道神要他做一件他认为他自己不会做的事情的时候，他很犹豫的。
And so when Jeremiah was hesitant, when he realized that God wanted him to do something that he was not equipped to do,
他说我是年幼的。
He called himself a child.
那当时候耶利米他大概多大年纪呢？
So how old was Jeremiah at the time?
那时候应该大概是二十多岁的人了。
At the time, he was in his twenties.
对他来说，他自己觉得他很年幼。
So to himself, he thinks that he's still a child.
不知道如何来执行神所说的要做列国先知这个工作。
And so he doesn't know how to carry out the prophet to the nations.
那他这个犹豫，神早就知道了。
And God already knew his worries.
所以第七节，神就对我说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。”我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。第八节。
Eight.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是主说的。那这段圣经呢，神跟耶利米一个保证。
And so the verse 7 and 8 is a guarantee of God.
神安慰他。
So God comforted him.
他说你不要说我是年幼的。
God tell him, do not say I'm only a child.
也就是说，年纪不是问题。
In other words, age is not a problem.
如果因为我要差遣你到哪里去，你就要去。
So you must go wherever I send you.
所以你要工作的方向，要工作地点，神都会告诉你。
So the direction and the location of your work, were instructed by God.
然后你到那个地方要说什么话，我吩咐你说什么，你都要说。
And wherever you go, whatever I tell you to say, you must say.
然后神跟他说，你不要惧怕他们。
And God also told him, do not fear them.
因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
Because he is with him and he will rescue him.
那神在这里跟他说的是，你不要怕。
So here God tell him, do not be afraid.
也就是说，当他要讲神的话的时候，会遇到很多阻挡。
In other words, when he's about to speak the words of God, there will be a lot of obstacles.
有很多困难或者是患难逼迫等着他。
There's a lot of problems or persecutions awaiting him.
神并没有跟他说，你去讲，很多人都很喜欢听。
God did not tell him, go ahead and speak my words because many people are glad to hear about me.
大部分的人其实都不喜欢听的了。
The fact is, most people do not want to hear about it.
会遇到很多逼迫困难。
And that's why there'll be a lot of persecutions and problems awaiting him.
但神给他一个应许，说我与你同在，要拯救你。
But God gave him a promise, that is that he will be with him and he will rescue him.
那这是神亲口说的。
So this is spoken by God himself.
那神这样子信息讲完以后，第九节。
After God spoke this message in verse 9.
于是神伸手按我的口对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。
Verse 9, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth.
神按手在他的口上，然后说，我已经将当说的话都传给你了。
Lord reached out his hand and touched his mouth and said, I have put my words in your mouth.
哇，神的这个按手，这一摸啊，非常重要。
This is very important. The laying of hands from God is very important.
那这个动作就是神把这个他的信息要传给耶利米。
So this action means that God already gave Jeremiah his message.
神给他当说的信息。
God gave him the message he ought to spread.
然后第十节
In verse 10.
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立在此。
Verse 10, see, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot, to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
那神按手在先知的口给他三件事情。
So God laid his hands on the prophet's mouth, then gave him three commissions.
第一就是神把那信息给了先知。
So first is that God gave the prophet the message.
然后神给了他权柄。
Then God gave him the authority.
就是我立你在列邦列国之上。
And that is God appointing him to be over nations and kingdoms.
然后神给他交付工作，你要到底要做什么？
Then thirdly, God gave him a commission to do what he wants him to do.
就是要施行拔出、拆毁、倾覆，又要建立在此，就是要先毁坏，然后再建立。
So that is to carry out the action of uprooting and tearing down, destroy, overthrow, then build and plant.
那这个工作其实是很困难的。
So this work actually is rather difficult.
因为他要神要借由这先知把整个属神的国度把它拆掉。
Because God wants to destroy the kingdom of God through this prophet.
要把原来神的选民他们所生活的模式把它拆了。
And to also destroy the model of life that the chosen one was living.
然后又要重新建立在此。
Then lastly, he wants to rebuild them and plant them.
建立一个完全属神的心意和神心意的一个国度。
Then ultimately build a kingdom that is pleasing to God.
那所以神按手给了信息，给了权柄，交付工作。
So God laid hands on him, gave him the message, the authority, then the mission.
然后神又给他一个保证。
Then lastly, God also gave him a promise.
那保证就是神一定会跟他同在。
The promise is that God will be with him.
我们看第一章的第十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 11.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
所以你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊惶，免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。十八节。
18.
看啊，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。这段圣经呢，神要先知啊束腰。
So in this verse, God wanted the prophet to stand up.
束腰就是要准备工作。
To get himself ready to be ready for God's work.
腰束腰以后才有能力。
So after he gets himself ready, then he will have the power.
然后要起来把神所吩咐的一切话都告诉百姓。
Then to stand up and say to them whatever God commanded him to.
全地的人都要跟他反对哦。
So the whole land will be up against him.
包括君王、首领、祭司，还有众民。
That includes the kings, the prophets, and the people.
但是神要他说你不要害怕。
But God wanted him to be not afraid.
如果你不害怕，那么我就让你不害怕。
Because if he is fearless, then God will make him stronger.
但是如果你害怕了，那么你在众人面前就真的会害怕。
But if he was terrified by them, then God will terrify him before them.
这是第十七节说，你不要因他们惊惶，免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。
So verse 17 says, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them.
所以完全是在这个先知他的心态问题。
And so this completely relies on the attitude of the prophet.
他如果真的相信神的同在。
If he truly believed that God was with him,
神交付他这个工作，他神说的话一定要说。
And that God had given him this commission, he must speak what God instructed him to.
即使很多人都不喜欢听。
Even though it's not pleasing to many people,
他还是很勇敢地传达神的信息。
But he has to be fearless and spread the words of God.
然后神就要让他成为坚城、铜柱、铁柱、铜墙，就是打不倒。
Then God will make him a fortified city, iron pillar and a bronze wall.
那虽然很多人反对，可是神要拯救。
Even though many people will be against him, but God will rescue him.
所以当神给先知按了这个口以后，真的这个先知就开始工作了。
So after God laid hands on this prophet's mouth, this prophet indeed began to work.
耶利米先知他虽然年幼，他变得很勇敢。
Even though Prophet Jeremiah was young, he became very brave.
他的勇气从神按手传给信息来的。
So his bravery, his fearless heart began from the fact that God laid hands on him.
所以后来在耶利米书第七章。
And in Jeremiah chapter 7.
请看耶利米书第七章。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
神 要耶利米去站在圣殿门口。
God wanted Jeremiah to stand in front of the temple.
在那里传达神的信息。
And to spread the message of God in front of the temple.
第七章第三节。
Chapter 7, verse
3. 万军之神，以色列的神如此说，你们改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。第四节。
Four.
你们不要依靠虚谎的话说，这些是神的殿，是神的殿，是神的殿。第五节。
Five.
你们若实在改正行动作为，在人和邻舍中间仍然施行公平。第六节。
Six.
不欺压聚集的和孤儿寡妇，在这地方不流无辜人的血，也不随从别神陷害自己。第七节。
Seven.
我就使你们在这地方仍然居住，就是我古时所赐给你们列祖的地，直到永远。第八节。
Eight.
看啊，你们依靠虚谎无义的话。第九节。
Nine.
你们偷盗杀害奸淫欺假誓，向巴利烧香，并随从素不认识的别神。第十节。
Ten.
起来到这里，这称为我名下的殿，在我面前敬拜，又说我们可以自由了。你们这样的举动是要行那些可憎的事吗？第十一节。
Eleven.
这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为洁窝吗？我都看见了，这是神说的。这段话就是耶利米先知站在圣殿门口的宣告。
So these verses, this message was the proclamation of Jeremiah right in front of the temple.
是要进圣殿去敬拜神的一切犹大人都要听到了。
And this is a message that's given to everyone that's walking into the temple to worship.
哇，那这个信息讲得非常的严厉。
And so this was rather a sharp message.
这些人，犹太人、犹大人，他们是固定每一个时间都会到圣殿去敬拜神。
So people of Judah has a regular time, routine time that they go into the temple to worship God.
他们去敬拜神，可是他们的生活是怎么样呢？
Even though they worship God, what kind of life do they live?
先知的信息说要他们改正行动作为，要改变。
The message of the prophet tells them that they must change their ways.
他们在哪方面要改变？
And in what ways do they need to change?
因为他们在社会上没有公义，没有公平。
And in their society, there's no justice.
他说他们在邻舍人跟邻舍中间没有施行公平，是欺压聚集的跟孤儿寡妇。
And that there's no justice among them because they oppress the alien, the fatherless, and the widow.
而且在这个社会里面流无辜人的血。
And in their life, they also shed innocent blood.
最重要的是，他们是随从别神，陷害自己，落在那个神的愤怒里。
And most importantly, they follow other gods to their own harm.
那所以第八、第九节啊，就总括了他们当时候生活的形态。
And so verse 9 is a summary of their life at the time.
偷盗杀害奸淫欺假誓，向巴利烧香，随从素不认识的别神，就是拜偶像。
And that is they steal, they murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, and follow other gods that they have not known.
然后他们又到神的殿来，要来敬拜神。
Then they go into the temple of God to worship God.
然后在神面前说，哦，我们可以自由了。
And then in front of God, they say that they're safe.
也就是说，他们可以做他们想做的事。
In other words, they can do whatever they want to do.
他们不见得要遵行神所吩咐那些律例典章诫命。
They thought they may not need to obey the commandments and the doctrines of God.
那为什么他们会有这种转变呢？
So why is it that this is the way they are?
因为当时候他们有一个错误的信息。
Because at the time there is a wrong message.
他说这些是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
Because the message is that was that this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God.
也就是说，他们觉得说神就住在这里啊。
Because they believe that this is the house that God lives in.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
这个地方怎么有可能会被毁灭呢？
And so how can this place, this house, be destroyed?
神怎么可能会让他的殿被敌人攻陷呢？
How can God allow his temple to be destroyed by the enemies?
因为当时候有另外一批人说，这是神的殿，你们不用担心，神一定会保护。
Because at the time there's another group of people that tell them that this is the temple of God. Don't worry, God will protect his temple.
敌人绝对不能够攻陷耶路撒冷城的。
And therefore the enemies will never be able to take down the Jerusalem.
但其实他们错了。
But the fact is that they're wrong.
因为神说在第十一节，这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为洁窝呢？
Because in verse 11, God says that has this house which bear my name become a den of robbers to you?
我都看见了。
I am watching.
神都知道。
And this God knows everything.
所以当时候这些百姓选民他们到神的殿里面去敬拜神，其实是表面上的而已。
So at the time when the chosen people go into the temple to worship God, it was just a fake front.
耶利米先知非常勇敢地把神的信息讲出来。
And so Prophet Jeremiah bravely delivered the message of God.
他每一句都讲。
He spoke every single sentence.
他没有删减。
He did not take out any message.
没有想说，哎，这些人家不喜欢听的，他不要说，说呢别人喜欢听的就好。
He did not dare to delete any messages that people did not want to hear.
在耶利米书二十六章，在重复当时候耶利米他在圣殿所宣告这个信息的时候，一些更详细的记载。
In verse 26, it has an even more detailed description of Prophet Jeremiah delivering the message at the time.
第二十六章的第二节。
Chapter 26, verse 2.
神如此说：你站在耶神的殿的院内，对犹大众诚意的人，就是到神殿来礼拜的，说我所吩咐你的一切话，一字不可删减。第三节
，Verse 3，
或者他们肯听从，个人回头离开恶道，使我后悔，不将我因他们所行的恶，想要施行的灾祸降与他们。那这里，当时候神告诉耶利米要去讲这些信息的目的，其实就是要百姓悔改的。
And so the purpose of God wanting Prophet Jeremiah to deliver all these messages was because God wanted them to repent.
如果个人愿意离开恶道，回头归向神，那么神所说的这些灾祸就不会降下来。
So if any individual listen to the message and repent, then the promised disasters will not come upon them.
那神所说的这个灾祸其实就是外邦列国一个强敌要来攻打他们。
And so the disaster that is mentioned by God is the fact that the foreign country will invade them.
那神给耶利米的信息，如果百姓不愿意悔改呢？
And the message also says if the people are not willing to repent.
第六节。
Verse 6,
我就必使这殿如示罗，使这城为地上万国所作主的。
Verse 6, then I will make this house like Shiloh and the city of object of cursing among all nations in earth.
就是说圣殿会被毁了。
In other words, the holy temple will be destroyed.
国家会败亡。
And that the nation will be destroyed.
第七节，耶利米在神殿中说了这些话，祭司、先知、众民都听见了。
In verse 7, the priest, prophet, and all people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord.
那听见的众人的反应是怎么了？
So what's the reaction of the people after they heard the message?
看第八节。
Verse 8,
耶利米说完了神所吩咐的。吩咐他对众人说的一切话，祭司、先知、众民都来抓住他说：“你必要死。”
And verse 8, but as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all people seized him and said, "You must die."
哇，这些众人都说他要死，然后这人是该死的。
And so the people said that he must die.
因为他说的话来攻击这个城，来攻击神的殿。
Because the message he delivered attacked the people and the city.
那耶利米他怎么面对这个所有的众民呢？
And so how did Jeremiah face all the people?
这个场面其实是非常非常可怕的。
And the situation at the time must be very scary.
因为众人都是要置他于死地的。
Because all the people wanted him to die.
他如何能够站得住呢？
So how could he stand firm?
我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶利米就对众首领和众民说：“神所差遣我预言攻击这殿和这城，说你们所听见的这一切话。”十三节。
13.
现在要改正你们的行动作为，听从主你们神的话，他就必后悔，不将所说的灾祸降于你们。十四节。
14.
至于我在你们手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，那就那样待我吧。十五节。
15.
但你们要切实的知道，若把我致死，就使无辜人的血归到你们和这城并其中的居民了，因为神实在差遣我到你们这里来，将这一切话传给你们耳中。那这一段信息就说明了先知当时的心情。
And so these verses describe the emotion of the prophet at the time.
他那时候很忠心的传讲神所说的一切话。
Because at the time he loyally preached all the messages that was commanded him by God.
即使这个话是人不喜欢听，人家要杀他的。
Even though the message was very detestable to the people and they want to kill him.
他说我没有关系，我把神的话讲了，你们听见了，我在你们手中，你们看怎么样办就怎么办吧。
And he said to the people, as for me, whatever you think you should do with me, it's fine.
他已经把他的生死置之度外了。
And he already put aside his death.
但是他提醒众百姓， 你们要确实知道，如果把我治死，那么流无辜人的血就要归到你们跟这个城。
But he reminded people that if they put him to death, then they will bring the guilt of innocent blood upon themselves.
有一件事情我很确实的知道。
Because there's one thing that he knew for sure.
就是神把这一切话传给我，我把它都讲了。
And that is God has commanded him to speak all these words, and he spoke them all.
那这是先知他的勇气。
And so this is the bravery of the prophet.
我们从这段信息我们看到神 按手在这个先知的口产生了非常巨大的功效。
And so from this story, we know that since God laid hands on the prophet's mouth, there is a great impact following that.
他不但得到神的信息。
He not only received the message from God.
他也得到从神来的勇气。
He also received the strength from God.
然后他又愿意为神的命令牺牲他的性命。
And furthermore, he's willing to sacrifice his life for God.
他变得一个非常忠心的神的仆人。
So he became a very loyal servant of God.
把神讲的信息一字不漏地讲出来。
And he delivered the message of God word for word.
那今天耶利米先知这一段经历啊，对我们来说有什么意义呢？
And so what is the message in the story of Jeremiah?
我们今天看到这一段故事，会不会觉得说，那按神按手在他的口上，是他的口，跟我有什么关系？
So after we heard the story, do we think that God laid hands on Jeremiah's mouth? What does that have anything to do with me?
其实我们今天都要祈求神愿意来按手在我们的口上。
The fact is that every one of us needs to pray and ask God to be willing to lay His hands on our mouth.
因为我们在座每一个被主耶稣基督宝血救赎的人，都成为神的仆人。
Because every one of us that's been redeemed by Lord Jesus' blood are His servants.
我们都接受了神所交给我们一个很重要的任务。
And we've all received a very important mission from God.
就是对外要去传福音。
That is to spread the gospel.
就是对内要去关怀、去安慰那需要帮助的信徒、弟兄姐妹。
Within the church, we care for and tend to those who need our help.
那这些工作都是要从我们的嘴巴来做的。
And all this work needs our mouth.
因为我们传福音要用我们的，不要用我们的口来传达信息。
Because if we spread the gospel, we must use our mouth to deliver the message.
要用我们的生命来见证福音真的改变我们。
We must use our life to testify that the gospel had really changed us.
那这样子，我们所传达的信息才别人才能够接受得到。
Only then people can accept the truth, the gospel that we are preaching.
那我们对内要去关怀我们的弟兄姐妹，要彼此相爱。
And so within our family, we must care for brothers and sisters and love each other.
那很多时候，我们彼此关怀都是要用嘴巴来讲话的。
And many times when we care for each other, we have to use our mouths.
现在问题是，我们讲什么话
？So the problem is, what should we speak?
我们的话是不是像先知这里？他真的传达神的信息，还是我们讲的我们自己的话
？So are the words we speak delivers the message of God like the prophet Jeremiah did, or are we speaking according to our own will？
今天教会里面其实一些问题，其实很多都是因为话语来的。
There are many problems in the church all because of the words we speak。
那所以我们今天要看，要祈求神也来摸我们的口。
And so today we also need to ask the Lord to touch our mouth。
让我们的口真的能够成为神要用的一个很重要的工具。
And so that our mouth can be a very important vessel for God to use.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
49章。
Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书49章来记载神的仆人。
Isaiah 49 records a servant of God.
49章第一节。
Chapter 49 verse 1.
以赛亚49章第一节。
Chapter 49 verse 1.
众海岛啊，当听我言。远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，神就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。第二节。
Two.
他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手印之下；又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中。第三节。
Three.
对我说：“你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。”第四节。
Four.
我却说：“我徒劳。”我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空。然而，我当得的礼必在神那里，我的赏赐必在我神那里。第五节。
Five.
神从我出胎，造就我做他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。原来神看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。第六节。
Six.
现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中 得保全的归回尚为小事，我要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。那这段信息在预言耶稣基督啊。
So this message is to prophesy about the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣他在旧约圣经里面的预言里面，他是神的仆人。
Because in the Old Testament, the prophecy about Lord Jesus indicate that he is the servant of God.
他要执行神的救恩。
He will carry out the salvation of God.
那这个仆人就是很卑微的，就是凡事就遵会听从主人的吩咐。
So a servant is holds a very lowly place. He listens to whatever his masters tell him to do.
这一段信息今天看起来，我们每一个人都可以用。
And so this message actually applies to all of us.
因为今天我们从还没有出母腹以前，神就选召我们。
Because before we were born out of our mother's womb, God already chose all of us.
神在万古以先就已经预备救恩，让我们进入这个恩典里了。
So before the existence of time, God already prepared His salvation, and He prepared to save us.
所以我们今天每一个到神面前来的，都其实都是神拣选的。
So every one of us have come before God, we're already been chosen by God.
不是我们很厉害，能够找到神。
It's not that we do good work that we found God.
而是因为神他把他的爱，让我们感受到，让我们有机会听见福音，我们愿意接受他当我们的救主。
But rather, God allow us to feel His love and move our hearts that we accepted Him.
所以神选召我们要做什么？
So what's the purpose of God's calling of us?
要来做神的工作。
The purpose is to do God's work.
因为我们每一个人生在这个世上，我们的生命都有一个目的的。
Because all of us live in this world, we all have our own purpose.
我们的生命目的就是要完成神他我们在我们身上所定的旨意，就是要去宣扬得救的福音，让神得荣耀。
So the purpose of our existence is that we can proclaim God's salvation and bring glory to Him.
那诗九章第二节说，他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他的手印之下，让我成为磨亮的剑，藏在他剑带之中。
Verse 2, He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of His hand He hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in His quiver.
我们今天是神的仆人。
So today we are all servants of God.
我们的口也需要如快刀一样。
So our mouth also need to be like sharpened sword.
快刀不是需要去刺伤别人的。
Sharpened sword is not to hurt other people.
快刀是要把神的道理把它显出来。
Sharpened sword is to manifest the truth of God.
所以我们的口要能够传达神的话。
So our mouth needs to deliver the message of God.
因为神的道才是两刃的利剑。
Because the word of God is like a two-edged sword.
看希伯来书第四章。
Turn to Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵与魂，魂与灵，骨节与骨髓，都能触日破开。连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Verse 12, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
这里说是神的道是活泼有功效，是很利的。
And so here tells us that the word of God is living and active and is sharp.
所以今天我们的口要能够传讲神的话，就是要把神的信息让人真的能够感动。
So today our mouth needs to speak the words of God. That is, we need to our words needs to move the hearts of men.
让人心中的意念能够显露，能够看到我们自己的罪。
And so that the secret in our hearts can be shown, and that we can recognize our sins.
然后愿意来寻求神。
And then we'll be willing to come and find God.
让我们的罪能够在神的宝血救赎底下得洁净。
Then our sins can be washed away with the blood of Jesus.
让我们在主里面的人因着神的道看到我们心中的亏欠，我们的心中的污秽，能够借着神的道得洁净。
So those of us in the Lord can see our filthiness, and then be cleaned.
所以我们今天要能够口里面讲出神的话语。
So today our mouth needs to speak the words of God.
这需要勇气。
And that needs to requires to be fearless.
因为神的话通常要指出人的人心中的意念的。
Because often the words of God is pointing out the faults of men.
没有勇气是说不出来的。
So without any brave heart, we cannot speak such words.
但是要有勇气，要先被神摸过我们的口。
But to have the fearless heart, we first must be touched by God.
那么我们就可以真的执行神给我们的任务。
Then we'll be able to carry out the mission commanded by God.
要让雅各归回。
And the Jacob will bring the Jacob to return.
因为就当时候来说，很多选民他离开了神。
Because at the time, many chosen people have left God.
神的仆人要用神的信息把百姓叫他们改正行动，作为归向神。
So the servant of God wants to use the message of God to call the people to return to God.
那所以今天我们要传福音呢。
So today, as we're preaching the gospel,
我们的口要先被神的口手按过、摸过。
So our mouth first needs to be touched by the hand of God.
那么我们去传福音的时候，我们就有勇气，也能够有神的信息，能够讲出神所要我们说的话。
So as we preach the gospel, we'll have the strength to speak the words that are commanded to us.
那我们的口如果被神按过以后，也才会成为圣洁。
If our mouth has been touched by God's hand, then our mouth will be clean.
因为就像以赛亚书第六章以赛亚他所见的异象一样。
Just like Isaiah chapter 6, a vision that was seen by Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚他看到神的荣耀以后啊。
After Isaiah saw the glory of God.
他第一个感觉到说我的嘴巴不洁净。
So the first moment he realized that his mouth was unclean.
我住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
That he lived among people of unclean lips.
我现在看见大君王万军之神了。
And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
我有祸了。
So woe to him.
但是这个时候天使把那个红炭把它放在他的嘴上。
But at this time, one of the seraphs then brought a live coal to his hand.
第七节说，将炭沾我的口。
Verse 7, with it he touched my mouth.
说，看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
So see, this has touched your lips, your guilt has taken away and your sin atoned for.
然后第八节，我听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Verse 8, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me.
神的这个一摸，让他的嘴，以赛亚先知的嘴也得洁净。
After his mouth was touched by God, his lips became clean.
所以我们把这两个地方把它合在一起看的话。
So if we combine these two messages together.
我们就看到神，他伸手按先知的口。
So we'll see that when God stretched out his hands to touch the prophet's mouth.
其实不但把信息给他。
He not only gave him the message,
而且要让他的口得洁净。
He also cleansed his lips.
圣洁的口才能够传讲神的话语。
Only holy lips can spread the holy message of God.
那么这个信息本身才有力。
Then this message will come with power.
那别人听了才会受感动。
Then when people listen to the message, they will be moved.
所以我们今天传福音的时候，很重要的是我们的口要被主耶稣基督按过。
So today, as we spread the gospel, it's very important that our lips have to be touched by Lord Jesus.
我们一定要能够从圣经里面去读到神的话语，能够让我们心中充满神的道。
We must read the words of God from the Bible so that our hearts can be filled with His message.
我们明白真道以后
，After we understand the truth,
我们让我们的嘴巴能够成为圣洁。
Then we need to have our lips become clean.
那我们可以讲出造就人的话。
Then we will speak words that are edifying to others.
那这样子，我们的口就真的如快刀。
So only then our lips will be like the swifty sword.
能够刺入人的心。
It will pierce into people's hearts.
让人愿意改变。
That will help people wanting to transform.
这是神的话语的力量。
So this is the power of God's words.
因为我们可以看到神的作为。
Because we can see the works of God.
那我们的口被神按了以后，其实我们不只用来传福音而已。
After our mouth has been touched by God, we not only use it to spread the gospel.
很重要的，我们还要互相关心。
More importantly, we need to care about each other.
弟兄姐妹，我们大家是一家人。
So all the brothers and sisters, we are all one family.
所以每一个人其实都是要互相鼓励的。
So we need to encourage and help each other.
那可是我们在鼓励当中，我们其实不是在讲一些其他没有造就的话。
But when we care about each other, we don't speak words that are not edifying.
我们所讲的话是要造就人。
So everything we speak must be edifying to others.
那是我们要能够有一个受教者的舌头，才能够说出感动人的。
We must have a heart that's willing to be taught in order to speak words that are edifying to others.
我们看以赛亚书第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
五十章，请看第四节。
Verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章四节，主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。第五节
，Five，
主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。第六节
，Six，
人打我的背，我任他打；人把我颈项颈颊的胡须。我由他拔，人入我吐我，我并不掩面。这里第四节说，神赐给我受教者的舌头。
Verse 4 says, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue.
今天我们在要能够关心彼此关心弟兄姐妹的生活的时候。
So today, as we are caring about each other,
我们的口如果被神按了以后。
If our mouth and lips have been touched by the Lord,
我们才会有这个受教者的舌头。
Then we will have an instructed tongue.
这个舌头是要做什么？
So what's the purpose of having an instructed tongue?
使我知道怎么用言语扶助疲乏的人。
It's you use to help sustain the weary.
那这样子，我们所讲出的话才真的能够造就人。
So then everything we speak will be edifying to others.
需要安慰的人，我们去看他，去讲话，去安慰他们的时候，才有功效。
And when someone needs our comfort, and they'll be comforted by the words we speak.
信心软弱的人，我们去看他们，去勉励他们，才有功效。
And if we comfort those people who are weak in spirit, it will be effective.
那第四章第四节的后半段特别说，我每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
And he wakes me in the morning by morning, wakes my ear to listen like one being taught.
所以我们听了以后。我们有受教者的舌头，我们听了以后才有受教者的舌头，才能够说出那个真的扶助疲乏人的话语。
So after we listen, like the one being taught, we'll have the instructed tongue, and we'll be able to sustain the weary.
那所以今天早上我们所查考这段圣经呢
？So the message that we studied this morning.
从先知他的口被神按了以后
，from the time that the prophet's mouth was touched by God，
他就不再觉得他年幼，他。不敢说话。
He no longer feel like he's a child. He was afraid to speak.
他变得很有勇气，能够传达神的信息，即使这个信息别人是不喜欢听的。
He became very brave to deliver the message of God, even though that he knows this message will not be popular.
他愿意为神的话语来牺牲他的生命。
He was willing to sacrifice his life for the word of God.
这是神按手之后得到勇气。
So this is the strength he received after God laid hands on him.
那这也是神按手之后，神给信息给他。
And this is also the message that God gave him after God laid hands on him.
然后他可以真的很忠心的传讲神的每一句话。
So only then he can loyally speak each message given by God.
对百姓有益处的话，他没有一句不说。
And he did not omit any words that is edifying to the people.
那他所讲的信息真的让人的心能够改变。
And the message he delivered can truly change the hearts of the people.
那所以呢，我们今天从这一段圣经呢，提醒我们，我们今天要祈求神也来摸我们的口。
So this message taught us that we need to also ask the Lord to touch our lips.
让我们可以来传福音。
So we can also spread His gospel.
来关心我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we can also care for all the brothers and sisters.
然后来得到勇气。即使我们在传福音的时候，有时候遇到一些困难。
And that we can gain strength even though we may encounter difficulties when we spread the gospel.
我们都可以向神交代他的门徒所说的最后一句话。
And that we can command the last words that God given to the apostles.
我们得到神的同在。
And that we have the abidance of God.
因为我们已经尽我们可能的去执行神的话语。
Because we do everything we can to deliver the message of God.
最后，我们来看马太福音第二十八章。
Lastly, let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
28章28节 凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age
我们的口如果能够真的说出神的话
So if our mouth can truly speak the words of God,
我们将得到神的同在。
Then we will have the abidance of God.
主耶稣应许说，就常与我们同在。
Lord Jesus promised that He will be with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the very end of the age.
每一天都活在神的恩典里。
And every single day we'll be living in the grace of God.
有神与我们在一起。
If God is with us.
那主耶稣的恩典、真理、平安、喜乐都与我们同在。
Then the Lord's grace, blessings, and peace will be with us every day. May the Lord bless all of us.
再唱诗。272首
Let us sing hymn 272 We'll now pray together
祷告的时候求主耶稣基督亲自用他的圣灵来按我们的口
So in our prayer we ask the Lord to use the Spirit to touch our lips
让每个人都能够真的在信心勇气上成长
So that all of us can grow in our strength and our faith
让我们能够勇敢地为主耶稣做见证传福音
So we can bravely testify for Lord Jesus and spread his gospel
让我们祷告的时候也为教会的发展教会各项圣工的推动来祷告
So in our prayer please also pray for various developments and the growth of the church
可不可以为我们礼拜天举行的这个福音茶会的祷告
And especially remember to pray for the barbecue gospel tea fellowship this coming Sunday
让我们在这里呢，教会在这里能够高举主的名来宣扬主得救的福音。
And it's our hope that here we can raise the name of Lord Jesus up high and proclaim His truth.
那弟兄姐妹，我们知道的灵性软弱的，或者是信心身体欠安的，我们都在祷告当中求主纪念。
And in our prayer, we also ask the Lord to remember those who are weak in spirit or in their physical body.
我们现在就一起跪下来祷告15分钟。
So we'll kneel down and pray together for 15 minutes.